Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
What's up, guys? My name is Chris. I am an entrepreneur of almost 16 years at this point, and I happen to coach entrepreneurs as well internationally, starting and scaling their business to the eight-figure mark. And the cool part is, if you take this advice and use these tools on your day-to-day and your business, you could do it too. So let's get into the show. All right, so we're back with another review pick for you at or under the $30,000 mark. This is the best buy, in our opinion, with our perspective, of our favorite watch brand, Rolex. So when thinking about this show, first and foremost, there were two Rolexes that really stood out to us beyond the rest at or around the $30,000 mark, which was the Daytona Panda and the Submariner Bluesy 116618LB. So truth be told, many people might disagree with our pick on this one, and many people might agree. There's really no way of saying which is better than really in an opinion. And of course, our perspective. So we know this is like a 50-50 between the Daytona and the Bluesy, but I hope our perspective helps you. Anyway, I have to give it to the Bluesy on this one. It's just an absolute breathtaking piece. And here are a few reasons why we feel it's the best buy around the $30,000 mark. First, the obvious, all right? The obvious is the blue dial and the blue bezel laid on top of the gold case and the gold bracelet. To me, it's just absolutely breathtaking. And it's does it no justice on camera. Even in the right lighting, I mean, it looks great, but in person, it's just absolutely mind-blowing, especially at this dollar point. If you can get the blue in the right lighting in person, it just glows because it's paired with the gold. All right, second reason why the Bluesy is the best buy at this price point is because it's a Submariner. And the Submariner line has been around since mid-century, since 1953. The Submariner is the most recognizable timepiece ever produced. And it looks very similar to how it originally was produced, not changing too drastically in all of those years, much like one of my favorite cars too, the Porsche 911. They are just timeless and they look very similar year after year. Of course, there are changes, but they are both examples of timeless design. All right, number three, and lastly, this is a very misunderstood piece to any gold Rolex or other brands too, but the dual appreciation schedule. Rolex and gold, okay? Dual appreciation schedule, meaning there's two. Rolex appreciation schedule, gold appreciation schedule. And recently, gold has been very bullish, very strong, and therefore this piece can appreciate on two schedules. It can appreciate on two schedules. It doesn't always do it. However, it can. Rolex in gold, both cool, and if you ask me, a great combination. So when it comes to the 116618LB Bluesy, it was produced from, I think, 2008 to 2019. However, you can find the year under 07 and the year after 2020, given, you know, when the watches were produced and when the cards were dated. And they can be found around the $30,000 mark, depending depending on condition and completeness. You will see them listed for much more into the high 30s, so be careful not to get taken for a ride. If you are interested in one or want to learn more about a Bluesy, just drop Bluesy below. We'll contact you and we'll figure out what works for you. So guys, let me know what you think of the Bluesy below. Let's talk about it, as I love to discuss timepieces. I respond to all the comments personally and pretty quickly once they're posted too, because not only am I a dealer, but I'm a lover of watches and timepieces and enjoy discussing them. All right, guys, that's all I got for you today. We will talk a lot more about watches in the future to come. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. Just know that I love you all, appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you next time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the